The fears centre on the reaction to complaint that evangelical fundamentalist Christians have come into the tsunami-afflicted areas and offered support, aid, apparently in return for conversion to Christianity. And there has been widespread complaint that this, in fact, underlines the need for this bill to be passed and would perhaps make the bill much more draconian because they can see very visibly the threat that is posed. So the Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez, has spoken to aid to the church in need and has underlined his concern about the naivety and, this, in fact, the stupidity of this action of the fundamentalist groups coming in and, as it were, as he would put it, taking advantage of people who are down and disadvantaged.
What can the church do to prevent it from being lumped together with these other Christians who are trying to convert people under these circumstances?
The church is mounting a campaign, in effect, to underline its status within society in Sri Lanka. The danger is that all Christians are seen as Catholics by those who are non-Christians in Sri Lanka. The Archbishop is wanting to state that Christianity is not a recent intrusion into life in Sri Lanka.